Earlier in the hour, we asked the qualifying question. That was to name the new pope. The correct answer, of course, Jorge Bergoglio, or we would have accepted Pope Francis. Producer Arwen Nix, who got the right answer?
The right answer was given to us by Brian Parks, and he's on the line now.
Okay. Hey, Brian Parks, thanks so much for joining us. Brian Parks, are you there?
I am.
All right. Brian, it says here that you've got some interesting hobbies, including sea kayaking and ecstatic dance. What is ecstatic dance?
Jeez, had to pick the good one. It's a free form of dance, not really formatted like any style like salsa or whatever. You could sort of say that it's like a rave, but with a predictable rhythm to it, starting out very slow and then to a rocking crescendo in the middle, and then it ends up also very slow and contemplative.
It sounds awesome. All right, Brian, are you ready to play?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Yesterday on the program, we talked about views, and the Seattle City Council is going to be deciding to protect views of what Seattle landmark from South Lake Union Park? What views is the City Council, or the views of what Seattle landmark is the Seattle City Council thinking about protecting?
Well, is there any landmark but the Space Needle?
Correct, sir. Brian Parks, you've got one answer right. The second question for you today. Earlier this week on The Conversation, Ross Reynolds interviewed actor Nick Offerman. Nick Offerman plays the character Ron Swanson on what TV sitcom?
Well, this is part one of my epic fail. I don't have a clue.
Oh, sorry. That's one wrong. The answer is, of course, Parks and Recreation. But you are a public radio listener, so TV not required. Last question. Are you ready, Brian?
Sure.
Environmental community groups in Seattle are upset because what will be wafting off of trains if any of the five coal terminals currently being proposed are actually used? So what will be wafting off of trains that has environmentalists concerned?
Coal dust, I assume.
You got it! All right, Brian Parks. So producer Arwen Nix, how did Brian do?
Brian got 2 out of 3 correct answers, and he is our winner. He will be immortalized on our Conversation Facebook as King of the Conversation for a week.
Brian, congratulations. This means you will occupy the glory on our Facebook page for at least a week. You're going to be wearing the Conversation crown. Are you the sort of person who, you know, wins things very often?
I used to back in my college days. I fed myself quite regularly on TV or radio quiz shows. But not recently, no.
How about ecstatic dance competitions? Or do they have those?
There's no competition. There's no competition.
All right, well, thanks.
Somehow immortalized for a week seems like an oxymoron, but I'll take it.
Good point. Thanks so much for playing.
You bet.
Brian Parks is our winner this week. He designs leadership development programs at Boeing, and you can check out his photograph in our Facebook page. That's KW's The Conversation with Ross Reynolds, where the conversation continues when this show is over every week. Today's program was produced by Arwen Nix with help from Cameron Drews. Our engineer is Jack Walters. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.